quality of life concerns about the lack of paid sick time and demanding schedules that keep many rail workers on call 24/7 dominated contract talks with all the major railroads last fall. A strike was averted only when Congress and President Biden imposed a labor agreement in December over the objections of the majority of railroad workers who had voted to reject the contract. Now, a breakthrough. About 4,000 track maintenance workers and the Brotherhood of Maintenance of Way Employees Division Union and another 1,000 workers in the Brotherhood of Railway Carmen Union will get 4 days of paid sick leave as part of the agreements. The workers will also be able to convert 3 of their personal leave days into sick leave days. Tony Cardwell is president of the Maintenance of Way Employees Union.
It's a comprehensive sick leave agreement. I had personal conversations with the CEO of that railroad, and he was willing to step out. His name's Joe Hendricks. He's willing to step out and do something for his workers. We do appreciate that he was the first to have the courage to do that, as many of the CEOs are bound by their boards and they're unwilling to step out and have the courage and defend their workers and give them things that they need. So we are glad that this issue is moving forward, and we are hopeful that all of the crafts are able to reach an agreement, a comprehensive sick leave agreement for their employees.
But the head of the union representing engineers said the deal doesn't do enough to help railroad workers, especially for train crews. The newly elected president of the Brotherhood of Locomotive Engineers and Trainmen called the agreement a good start, but said engineers are on call every day of the year, and 4 paid sick days per year does not fulfill their needs. Many workers say their jobs became unbearable after more than 1/3 of all railroad jobs were eliminated over the last 6 years as the railroads retooled their operations, becoming immensely profitable in the process. Independent Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders joined with Indiana Republican Mike Braun to demand railroads offer their workers 7 paid sick days a year.
In my view, if the industry can afford to spend over $20 billion on stock buybacks and hand out huge dividends to their wealthy shareholders, they can afford to provide rail workers with at least 7 paid sick days. And they also can afford to end once and for all the disastrous Wall Street-pushed, precision-scheduled railroad system that has made life so difficult for workers throughout the industry.
Sanders noted that last year the top railroads made over $26 billion in profits and paid their wealthy shareholders over $25 billion in stock buybacks and dividends. Braun joined Sanders to say they would pursue legislation requiring sick time if necessary.
When I heard that you didn't have a guaranteed sick day, I wondered how could you get by with that in this day and age? You don't know when you're going to get sick. It's going to be an issue on keeping employees long term.
CSX and the other major freight railroads refused to offer paid sick time last fall because they said the unions had agreed over the decades to forego paid sick leave in favor of strong short-term disability benefits and higher pay. But CSX conductor Adam West said forcing train crews to show up for work sick is bad for the workers and dangerous for the public.
It puts an engineer and a conductor in a hard spot, because when they get sick, they have to make a decision on showing up to work, not well rested, distracted, getting on a train 10,000 tons, possibly some seriously hazardous materials on board, going through towns of just about every town in the United States.
A spokesman for the Brotherhood of Maintenance of Way Employees said the union expects the other major freight railroads to reach similar agreements on sick time because otherwise they look especially greedy now. He said this agreement appears to be an effort by CSX to address the simmering concerns of its workers and sinking morale at the railroad. I'm Eileen Alfandary for KPFA News.